keep Alabama open.
Brought to you by Wind Creek Hospitality and the Montgomery Area Chamber of Commerce, who encourages you to mask up, MGM.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
In just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FN?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall.
DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people! That's all!
That's the radio?
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
News, I'm Pam Cuso. It expires today. Enhanced unemployment that boosts weekly benefits by $600.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer rejected a Republican plan to extend reduced benefits, saying it's insufficient. President Trump is suggesting he supports a short-term deal.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Democrats and Republicans appear to agree on one thing. The date of the election can't be changed, something President Trump hinted at in a tweet because of the coronavirus.
President Trump says he doesn't want to delay the 2020 presidential election, but he also doesn't want to wait months to get the results. He's also taking a new tack when it comes to mail-in voting, saying voter fraud isn't just a concern for the future. He says it's already widespread across America.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Several states are pushing ahead with mail-in ballots. America's listening to Fox News.
All the way back to January, that song, and everything I'm reading is that, well, America is getting fatter.
And Leon's getting larger.
Drink. Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Greg. Happy Friday.
Yeah.
It's
Happy Friday.
Friday!
You know, we're in the business of news talk here.
Yes. I'm being the light this morning.
And
trying to be, anyway.
I try to start every day off in a cheery mood.
Cheery mood.
And when I left the house today, I had steam coming out of my ears. Because I go to watch the Baseball Network, see what happened last night. And I immediately greeted with social justice messaging. And then I... first news... site I go to features all the NBA players, the referees, everybody kneeling for the anthem. All these millionaire victims, and I'm just not on board with it.
Yep.
And I posted a couple of those stories on Facebook.
I was reading a couple of them.
Yeah, I don't think I missed the mark. There's one we'll come back to in a moment. Rich is gonna, I believe this.
That's him,
this should
probably
be him.
Yep.
Is that you?
Yes, that's me. Is that you?
It's us, but first...
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Good morning to you.
Can I just stand there and wait to say that? Is he by a microphone?
Yeah, no? He's standing. He waited specifically just for you to call in this morning.
Yeah.
I love it. He's like the booth announcer for our program, huh?
I know. It's amazing.
Sure. Yeah.
So how's everybody doing this morning?
Well, I'm doing well. Greg's a little he's got a little bit of fire on top of his hair this morning, but yeah. Other than that, Jay just walked in and I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, great. What was breakfast? I saw a picture. Ooh, I wasn't sure exactly what was in the pan though.
Oh, it was okay. An awesome toasted ham, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Oh my gosh!
Grilled
yeah. Sandwich.
I can be there in about 3 hours.
Well, bring seafood with you when you
know.
Come back up.
I saw photos
in Orange Beach, obviously.
Your lunch or dinner yesterday, and it doesn't look like you're panhandling for food.
Oh, my gosh. It was a great day of seafood. Oh, my gosh, yeah. And today will be as well. So that hurricane, and by the way, I'm going to say another pronunciation. I'm debuting a new pronunciation. Ready?
Another one?
Ready.
Yesterday I was saying Isaias. Now I'm going to say Isaias.
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 Who is the Isaias hole that came up with that name? That's what I want to know. What a stupid name for a storm. You know, you want to get information out to people. If it's a threat and you got a stomach, you know, come on, really.
I'm thinking about some of those people in South Florida with a New York accent trying to say that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
ISIS. For sure.
ISIS. ISIS is coming. ISIS is coming. Yeah. It became a hurricane overnight with 80-mile-an-hour winds, and it could become a pretty big deal, I think, in the Bahamas. Not like Dorian last year. Oh, my gosh. Dorian was the benchmark storm. But because of all the damage that Dorian caused last year, this is going to be a big deal. Category 2 hurricane going into the Bahamas. And then it heads for a close encounter with Florida. Now, it's not going to move on shore in Florida, but it's going to be one of those many, 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 many storms that stays just offshore and too close for comfort, as far as I'm concerned, with 85-mile-an-hour winds. So tropical storm conditions perhaps along the Florida coast, and then this thing could make landfall in the Carolinas by Monday night as probably a Category 1 hurricane. So there's a couple of other things out there in the tropics as well that we're watching. So
you're breaking up.
And meanwhile, our forecast is pretty routine. In fact, if anyone asks, will the hurricane affect us at all, it will have an indirect effect. I think the number of storms on the radar will tend to dry up, if you will, or as we get in towards, especially Sunday, because of the effects of the drying effect around the hurricane. In other words, the air is all lifting inside the center of the hurricane. It has to sink somewhere. It sinks over us, so that's called subsistence. So our rain chances may go down just a bit. Maybe a 30 to 40% chance of an afternoon storm today with a high temperature up to about 93 and the heat index 100 or higher. And then widespread storms for the first weekend of August as we continue to watch Isaias. All right?
As we continue to watch what?
Isaias.
Oh.
Isaias.
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 Isaias. Say it fast,
man. Hey, that should have been my dog's name. Come here, Isaias.
Yeah.
Get the ball, Isaias.
I saw where Chase was ready to play this morning. He had ball ready to go.
Chase does not like it when Daddy is hunched over the computer. But, you know, we've got to do what we got to do. I think he's going to go for a walk right now.
Oh, yay. That'll be fun.
Greg's not saying much this morning.
Yeah, he's, you know, it's Friday, but he's going instead of Friday.
Let me hold the side of my head to the microphone so you can hear the fissures in my brain creaking.
You're unusually quiet, so I'm social distancing myself 3 hours away right now.
Hey, coming up, I expect you to come back from your vacation wearing goggles to the radio station, because that's the latest thing we got to do now.
Oh, goggles? Why is that?
Since Dr. Fauci, that makes him grouchy, suggested it.
Goggles now?
Goggles, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, no, but we talked about this the other day. You know what one of the effects is now? So if you're wearing a mask and you're wearing sunglasses, they get fogged up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You wear a mask into a store, and the air conditioning is obviously on.
Right.
And I have hot breath. So I'm trying to read the price or the information on something I want to buy, and I got to wipe my glasses off because I can't
see. Is that a song by Foreigner, by the way? Hot breath. I got hot breath. Oh, no.
That's hot-blooded. I have that, too.
Okay. All right. Well, so there you go. Chase is now looking out the balcony. Not the balcony. Where Bailey would never get on the balcony here, but I think he's ready for a walk.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy yourselves. Thanks for taking time. You didn't have to do this. We really appreciate it. And
say yes. I want to hear you say it.
Isaias. Isaias.
Great. Practice that.
So we're going to practice.
Yeah, all right. We're working it all morning.
I'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Rich. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning. Excuse me. Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go.
Yeah.
Get the talking voice going this morning.
You know, I decided that rather than wallow in a hostile mood, I might burn off some of that angst by making breakfast. I told Rich, I said, I'm probably going to go to GNS today, but I figured now I would be better off investing that energy into a little love for the two of yous.
And it was delicious.
Why, thank you.
That egg was superb, like right when you got into the middle of the sandwich and it oozed up. Ooey gooey.
Yeah, those aren't good if the egg is rubbery, so I watched that very carefully.
It was good.
It's funny thing about eggs, no matter how careful you are, yolk is very hard to remove. I always feel like I, yolk stuck somewhere even after I wash my face.
Feel the same way about a Cadbury egg, huh?
I don't mind that. I'll learn to live with that. Oh, I forgot to play this at 6:15.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Are you excited? What are you excited about?
What are you so excited about?
Today we're very excited because today
it's National Avocado Day.
Avocado? I don't know how to pick out an avocado.
It's so green.
It's green, so it's nature.
Oh, God, dude. It's really squishy.
Too squishy.
Squishy.
Whoa, that's good squishy.
We want to wish everyone a happy National Avocado Day.
Let's get this show started.
I should have brought some guacamole in honor of Avocado Day.
Don't like guacamole?
I am not really a guacamole. First of all, somebody said it's like loaded with fat.
Well, okay, so it's a good fat. So for keto people, it is a good fat that combats bad cholesterol.
Oh, is that what that is?
That's that, yes. If you want to lose weight and have a good cholesterol level, eat avocados.
Well, somebody said something about avocados once, guacamole dip. They said it looks like cream boogers.
I used to not be an avocado fan until I started making my own guacamole with my own homegrown veggies.
Look at you. Almost Dr. Lynn.
I knew I was so excited.
With, she can grow, she can sing, and I feel so untalented.
No, you were, abundantly talented. I think he's got more talent than you and I and Jay combined, don't you think?
Who, Greg?
Yeah. You know, the way he works the board in the mornings.
No, well, there's talent there.
I appreciate
tell you that.
His breakfast cooking from
having sat behind there when he's gone, I can tell you he's got talent with that board.
We'll find out how talented I am around noon today.
But if only you could have seen him when he first got here.
Well, I almost wasn't born yet, so I think I was 4 or 5 years old.
What? No.
How long has he been here? 15 years?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
well, no. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I would have been 4 or 5 years old.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, he got here in 2004? Five.
Okay, 2005. So I would have been I'd have been 10, because I was born in 95.
God.
So I would have been 10.
Stay with us as...
as we reminisce down memory lane.
Jesse shares her... remembrances of the end of the last century.
Exactly. Something that feels like yesterday for us, but probably feels like so long ago for her.
You know, it seems like yesterday, on the recommendation of Larry Stevens, I went to Adam's Drugs for the first time.
Good segue.
Thanks.
Again, talent.
See, talent. There's a talent coming through, shining through.
And now it's been 7 years, and I'm going over to mine tomorrow. Because they have everything ready for me on the first of the month, and I love that. I think what folks have learned during the last several months with long lines and masks, if you're getting your prescriptions in a big box store, and that's all you need, that's a long walk from a hot parking lot indoors to wait and probably get DMV-level customer service from your pharmacy because they're busy, they're crowded. Everybody wants to be taken care of immediately. At Adams Drugs, it's still very, very personal. They have all your over-the-counter needs there. And if you need a peanut butter cup and a Diet Coke to feel better, they've got that for you too. Nice gift shops, but most of all, people who have the time to answer your questions about whatever medications you need. People who can deliver to you if you're too sick to go pick up something the doctor may have phoned in. Driving sick is no better than driving under any other kind of impairment. So they're happy to deliver. And if you just want to wait in your car in the parking lot, just pull up and call them. They'll bring it out. Use a credit card. You can have a completely contactless experience. It's the customer service that separates them from everybody else. Now, as old-fashioned as that may be, they have a state-of-the-art computer system, so it takes just minutes to make you part of the Adams Drugs family with your refills, your prescription history, your insurance information, all transferred in a matter of seconds. Go to AdamsDrugs.net to find the one nearest you. It is 620, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. State Representative Will Dismukes has resigned from his church position. Dismukes resigned from his pastor position at Pleasant Hill Baptist Church in Prattville after intense backlash over a photo of him celebrating an early leader of the KKK. The Alabama Department of Public Health says close to 1,600 people are hospitalized with COVID-19 across the state. The total number of confirmed cases is now over 83,000. Health officials say more than 1,500 people have died. And Governor Kay Ivey has announced a $50 million grant program to support nonprofit and faith-based organizations that have been financially impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Grants of up to $15,000 are available to organizations that apply. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report for the first 6 months of 2020. Home sales in the River region are setting records every month. There were 200 more homes sold in June than in May, even though the state was locked down with closed businesses, schools, and restaurants. I closed a house last week, and the interest rate on their loan was 2.75. In my 42 years in real estate, I've never closed a loan at this rate. Their new payments with taxes and insurance were almost $200 less a month than the rent they've been paying in a house in Deer Creek. We have had several listings with multiple offers just in the last week. If you've been sitting on the fence renting, stop it. Buy a house now. Sell yours now. Call your source for all your real estate needs, the Goodson Group. Call the Goodson Group at 551-0225 or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
3, 2, 1. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
Just when you think this guy couldn't possibly do any more damage to the country, he opens his mouth again yesterday.
If you really want perfect protection, you have mucosa in the nose, mucosa in the mouth, but you also have mucosa in the eye. You know, theoretically, you should protect all the mucosal surfaces. So if you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. It's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it.
I wish I had heard this or known about this. I would have invested some money in a goggle-making company. Because you watch, this is going to be the next thing. It's got to be spreading from eyeball to eyeball. How does that happen?
I mean, those are areas where things can get into your pores, can get into your skin, can get into your sinuses and all sorts of different things. It's entryways into the body.
We're all going to be walking around in giant hazmat body condoms.
I mean, yeah, I've seen some of the pictures of the nurses who are dealing with the COVID units in the hospital, and they...
That's what they're wearing is hazmat suits,
I mean,
basically.
They are geared up.
And yet they're going to tell us, a mask is going to help you. Really? Have y'all seen what the virologists wear to protect themselves against this?
Well, they're right up in there. I mean,
right.
Get him off that television set. I don't care what you put on. I'm not looking at him.
We got to keep it. Then don't look at him.
Don't look. Look at me.
We got to keep that up there so that you can see when we go to our break for AKA.
There we go. Hi, Greg. Good morning.
Just don't look at it. After we're done with our TV hit, sure. I just want to make sure you know when we're doing our... See, now it's done.
Now I can talk to Steve from Millbrook.
Hey, Greg, amongst everything going on between... I saw your Facebook post, and I'm with you. I was disgusted about it. But I have something funny for you this morning.
Okay. All right.
And actually, I got the idea from Rich Thomas, and you talked about the Baumhauer's word of the day. Well, I think what you should do is challenge your listeners to come on the seventh caller to correctly pronounce Isaiah, or whatever that word is.
You know, that's... We kind of did that on Tuesday with the occipital neuralgia.
Oh, well, yeah. How is that going anyway?
Well, no, it's gone.
Thanks to ibuprofen.
I Googled it. The ibuprofen came along and fixed it. So, yep. But that's a very interesting idea, Isaias.
Isaias.
Of course, I like to pronounce it. Just call it ISIS. What the heck?
Probably it's going to be a thorn in our side like ISIS. So.
Yeah. I mean, imagine you're the civil defense guy, or a person, and you're having to evacuate sections of Florida and saying, well, this is Hurricane I coming. Here we go.
And again,
but I just thought it was the Baumhauer word of the day. You know?
All right, I still got to come up with it. I'm going to give full consideration to your suggestion.
All right, you take care. And have a good day, man.
Thanks, right, Steve.
Actually, I think Bob would prefer that we pick a word that has something to do with the food.
Which I'm gonna make a suggestion here when we go into our next break. So,
oh, okay.
I'll make a suggestion for you, and then you can decide.
But, Steve, that does not diminish the brilliance of your suggestion.
I like the suggestion.
One iota at 626. Wow.
We have our full drawing today, too.
End of the week prize drawing,
yes.
And, Steve, you're in that as well. One of the things we're giving away is the works from Don Duck and All-American Auto and Tire. Saw a survey we'll get to a little bit later about what people are planning on doing travel-wise when things relax a little bit as far as, where the hot spots are and that way. You know, maybe everything will settle down across the country at some point. But in the meantime, if you're going to travel 50 miles or 500 or more, before you leave, get your car to Don Duncan. Get the works. Get the tires rotated. Let them do that rolling inspection. Remove anything embedded that could put you on the side of the road or have you hold up in a godforsaken town in a crap motel. Something that could have been avoided with preventive maintenance, and that's what they do so well. Certified technicians, quick diagnostic check on your vehicle, tire rotation, oil change. They always check your fluids to make sure they are topped off. There's no leaks anywhere under the hood. Safety inspector breaks, and then they vacuum out your car just to say thanks for choosing us. Three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, downtown at 408 Madison, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. All locations offer a wholesale price on your favorite tires, and they give you a price that includes installation. No games, just great service. And if you need a ride back to work or your home to accommodate your service, just order it up at all three Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire locations. By the way, I guess our Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon...
got moved.
Yeah,
it's definitely moved.
If, and that's still
if we can make to if we can make it to September 26th.
Yeah, baseball's made it through its first week with one team screwing up.
Can football do that if one team? Because I know we're doing conference leagues, so
yeah.
I get it. If somebody out of the SEC conference contracts, I'm sure we're fine. But if somebody in the SEC conference gets it. What happens?
LSU's players already had it at one point, so
they'll probably be testing, on an every other day basis.
Yeah.
But if you see an outbreak like you have in Miami, those games probably won't get played.
Ugh.
Because in baseball, you're sliding into second, you get tagged, you throw the ball around, but you don't have the intimate contact that you do in football.
Mm-mm.
We'll see how the NBA. I could care less. NBA sucks. They can kiss my rear end. Now I feel better.
There you go.
6:29. We'll have a very brief timeline coming up.
Good morning. morning, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery this morning, but the interstates have no issues. Around the boulevard, we are light to moderate traffic on Atlanta Highway. Also, the 31s are beginning to wake up just a bit. Our most congested this morning, Troy Highway, dumping a few cars onto the East South Boulevard. But other than that, everything is kind of quiet so far. It will get more busy as the morning rolls on. Festival Plaza is open for business. Stop by the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton and Company development for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell James.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere, out to eat or summer vacation. Watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The coronavirus has devastated families and jobs here in Alabama. Small businesses are fighting to stay alive, and they need our support. But when Alabama businesses needed help the most, Senator Doug Jones turned his back on them. He sided with Washington, D.C. liberals like Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to support blocking action on desperately needed coronavirus relief. Senator Jones put partisan politics ahead of Alabama jobs. Small businesses still need help. Tax relief would give them more flexibility and help keep Alabamians employed. It's time for Doug Jones to step up. Call Senator Doug Jones at 334-792-4924. Urge him to pass S-3596, Safeguarding Small Business Act. Vote for needed tax relief and start putting Alabama jobs ahead of politics. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
The buckets you buy at Ace hold paint, dirt, and debris. But our Children's Miracle Network buckets hold so much more, like dreams, hope, and care for children. Because over the last 29 years, with your help, Ace has raised over $125 million for local CMN hospitals. So stop by your local Ace this weekend to make a $5 donation and get a 5-gallon bucket plus 20% off almost anything that fits inside it. Offer valid on regular price merchandise. Additional exclusions apply. See store for details.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, I'm Dan Black. At Dan Black Studios, we preserve your personal history, films, VHS tapes, and other memories at a very reasonable price. Call 279-6036. Now, Rich Thomas preserves the memories on this date in history with the timeline.
And Dan Black text to me, 50% off camcorder videos. Call 279-6036 to get your memories preserved with Dan Black. That is actually an old WLS jingle there. And it was on this date, 25 years ago, that Disney purchased Capital Cities ABC in a $19 billion deal. If they had done that 3 years sooner, I could have had Disney on my resume because I did work for... Where's that coming from?
I don't know.
You got it turned up on the thing.
Oh.
Good morning.
Boy, 9 o'clock seems so far away, as Carol King once said.
Do I need to go make us a coffee run?
A Valium sandwich.
A Valium sandwich.
All right, it was on this date, going back 92 years, the MGM Lion, and that's really it, roared for the first time at the beginning of a talkie, which is what great-grandma and great-grandpa called movies that actually had sound attached to
it. Did say what movie that was?
Yes, White Shadows in the South Seas.
Okay.
There was only one word of dialogue in the entire film.
Hmm.
Who in our class can tell us what that one word was?
Hello.
You win, Rich Thomas. You are correct.
Hello.
That was the only word. It was on this date in 1971, James Taylor anesthetized America when You've Got a Friend became the number one song.
Ain't it good to know? You know, do morning radio and you got to sit through 4.5 minutes of...
Right.
Eagles had a flap on stage on this day 40 years ago.
Yeah.
Glenn Frey and Don Felder. And that was all over a politician. See, this is nothing new. Senator Alan Cranston, Don Felder felt that Glenn Frey insulted him. While the senator was thanking the man for their support, I guess they were doing a fundraiser for him. I don't remember much about Alan Cranston, but he was good in Breaking Bad.
But they never... that was funny. But they never recovered from that feud, though, did they?
No.
Like, they still...
No, Felder is out of the band. Felder and Tommy Shaw are good buddies.
Oh, okay.
Then they've toured together, right?
I don't know.
I think they have.
Possibly.
I think so.
And a year ago, you know what we were talking about a year ago? It was the big flap after the cancellation of Woodstock 50.
Oh, that's right.
Which they moved like 15 times from New York. It was going to, then they moved it to Maryland, and then they moved it back. And what happened was they just never had it, period. I don't know if people that bought tickets for that ever got their money back, but ain't happening. Celebrity birthdays today. Did I throw those away?
I threw
away the younger ones is what it did.
Well, now we know how you feel about us.
Let's see if there's anybody under the age of 40 here that I know.
You know me.
Yes, and you'll be here doing this show long after I'm planted.
Planted.
Let's see. We got kids of famous people celebrating birthdays. Ruby Modine, Matthew Modine's daughter. She's 30. Let's see. Zelda Williams, Robin Williams' daughter, is 31. BJ Novak, 41. Ryan on The Office, who really was a really good character because he was every bit the creep that every office has. Somebody who will stab you in the back, slice you 16 ways from Sunday to move up the corporate ladder. J.K. Rowling is 55 today. Wesley Snipe is 58. Ex-con. Mark Cuban, who is not Cuban, is 62.
Yes, he got his last name based on his ethnicity.
You know, my guitarist, he's part of the Slapaho tribe.
Oh, see what she did there? That's that was
That's gold.
Awfully saucy of you.
You're so naughty.
It's nice to know that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We have to have fun.
Gary Lewis, Jerry's kid, who led Gary Lewis and the Playboys to number one with This Diamond Ring in 1965, is 74 today.
Oh boy.
You rang. Remember Lurch from the Addams Family?
Yeah.
Well, had he just lived a little bit longer, he would have been 88 today.
Aww.
But he is no longer with us.
Ow.
And that's it for the celebrity birthdays countdown. Let's see, 26 and 31, so hopefully 57 days till the first Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Labor Day is 35 days away.
Woohoo!
And when's your birthday? The
18th.
18th. So 18 and 31 is 49 plus 1, 50 days. Until we celebrate Jesse Lynn. And that is your timeline with your host, me. Rich Thomas returns and
Monday.
Makes it much better. But yes, well, actually, Rich Thomas returns right now with the forecast as we get ready for a TV connection on Alabama Rising.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We're going to continue to monitor the tropics over the next few days and the future progress of Tropical Storm Isaias. In the meantime, a pretty routine forecast with scattered random afternoon and evening storms today. High temperature in the lower 90s, heat index near 100. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, those afternoon and evening storms will be widely scattered in nature. Some towns will get completely skipped. Other towns will get a really nice downpour. High in the low to mid 90s, triple digit heat indices both days.
From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Time now for Wing Finger's winning word of the day.
I am so excited.
And the winning word is...
cookie.
Yeah, they got them at Wing Finger's. Good cookies.
They're jumbo cookies.
And that's the word of the day. So sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, I'll ask for caller 7-272-9228. And if you are, you'll win lunch for two at Wing Finger's, Bob's newest concept in great food. In the RSA headquarters building at 201 Union, that includes free climate-controlled parking beverage for two. Cookie, your Wing Finger winning word of the day. TV coming up next.
This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Checking the highways for you on this Friday morning. I-65 at 85 got moderate traffic through downtown. Overall, we are light to mostly moderate traffic around the city already this morning. The 31s are beginning to get a bit active, but we have no accidents into us to pass along to you at this time. Buckle up. We'll keep you updated. Fall classes begin August 14th at Trenum State. Go to trenumstate.edu and follow the links to online new student enrollment and returning student registration. Trenum State, the college for real careers. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's showtime.
Now, Jesse, you should probably sit where Rich does so people can get a better look at you. I mean, we need to show you off.
Just don't forget to turn on this mic. And I'm very glad that we have a long...
There you go.
Here we go.
Bing. Here we go.
Well, a new survey looked at how many of us would be willing to wear a face mask during different activities. 31% of people won't wear a mask at a grocery store. 44% also wouldn't wear one on public transportation. 55% at a bar. And 71% refused to wear a mask while exercising. Lots of stats for you there. We're going to check in with our friends over at News Talk 93.1 to get their opinions on this. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, kids. did you hear, it's not just the mask now. This morning we had the story that...
the goggles.
Yes. The Dr. goggles. Fauci thinks, hey, if you got goggles, you should wear those too.
I have not actually seen the interview with him where he said that, but I have seen a few people saying that he said that. I haven't seen the whole context for that part.
I have the audio. I could play it. It's not a long clip, but yeah, he has come out and said that. What next? I mean...
You have it ready. You have everything on that soundboard over there, Greg.
I do.
The man with the plan.
Would you like to hear Dr. Fauci?
Let's hear Dr. Grouchy, yes. He is.
If you really want perfect protection, you have mucosa in the nose, mucosa in the mouth, but you also have mucosa in the eye. You know, theoretically, you should protect all the mucosal surfaces. So if you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. It's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it.
Isn't this advice a little bit late?
So basically, we're all going to be how nurses and doctors are gearing up when they go into work
about
every day.
6 months too late into the process.
You know, we get a little bit crazy, the idea of wearing them, you know, and I'm a good boy. I wear a mask into the store. I do, you know, I want to be a good citizen. But I can't imagine wearing one during a 3-hour plane flight.
That or let alone an 8-hour work day.
Or exit, yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, my wife works at a store where they, you know, they're on the front line, so to speak, with people coming and going all day. She uses one of the plastic shields because a lot of people, it's more common than people realize. Breathing is difficult for some with mm-hmm. that mask covering, you know, the nose and mouth. Mm-hmm. So,
So Jalea and I were talking about this before, and we were talking about some of the things that we didn't think about before we had to wear face masks.
Right.
Yeah. Things like, do you still smile if you're in a picture if you're wearing a face mask just out of habit?
Yeah.
Because we kind of smile with our eyes, you know?
So yes.
You still have to lift your face a little bit, lift your cheeks a little bit.
I'm sorry. I'm going to be the person that takes a mask off for a photo because, to be honest, I don't want any, like, photographic evidence of this pandemic whatsoever.
Yeah,
you know, it's almost blown completely out of proportion, and to be quite honest, it's at this point the recommendations have become somewhat comical because they're so late. I'm like,
yeah, I mean,
where were y'all 6 months ago
with the goggles and everything else?
Yeah. It's just
what
a little
about,
weird.
What about taking a drink of something? Have you guys tried to take a drink with your mask on yet?
Nope.
I am embarrassed to say I've done that a few times.
Oh, you put it up to your lips and then realized you had a mask?
Yeah, I'm like...
You pour it into the mask and then suck it through the fiber? Is that how...
I haven't gotten that far to actually pouring the drink yet. Usually it gets about here and I'm like, oh, this doesn't work for me anymore.
I honestly... I'll try and get it on my Facebook page later. There's a guy who's invented a mask now. He looks like a giant Big Bird, but the mask covers his face, but when he goes to bite a sandwich, it opens
it
up.
It opens, yeah.
The mouth, and it's,
yeah.
But it's kind of grotesque looking.
It's
and
weird.
I hope it doesn't come to that. We're all, you know, in restaurants and places like that, wearing masks that allow us to eat. Is that the next step with this? I don't know.
Don't even say it.
Jay, back to you.
Masks don't bother me. I wear them where I'm supposed to, and if it's any kind of thing where I feel like this is very uncomfortable for me, I leave wherever it is that I have to leave, and then take the mask off and make sure that, hey, apparently I can't do that, so I don't go there or wear it for whatever that reason may be. But, you know, doesn't bother me.
It still bugs me when I see somebody wearing their mask in their car. Come on.
They've actually had drivers pass out because of that.
Yeah, it's hypoxia. Isn't that what happened? You're breathing your own exhaust. You know, while you're driving your car, that's a deadly combination, I think.
Well, I think we just got the wrap.
On that note, guys, we are out of time. You guys have a great weekend, and we will see you on Monday.
Sounds great. Thanks.
See you, kids.
Now, to hear more from our friends, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1 Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Ow! Damn it! Damn it!
That doesn't sound fun.
Ow! What did you do?
I stabbed myself on this dirt germ-infested board.
Where?
At the corner on this. These are sharp. So I popped it off, and I hit the edge instead. So now I'm bleeding.
Well, there's not a single thing around here for you to put over there. I thought we had paper towels, but we don't.
Swell. Why would we? Why would we have what we needed?
Because that's the proper thing to have.
It's running down.
Yeah.
Well, we do have alcohol.
Hey, you can't give me that.
Well, so, no, not that kind.
Folks, we're going to take a brief medical break here, and then we'll be back. Only on this show.
Fox News, I'm Pam Puso. It expires today. Enhanced unemployment that boosts weekly benefits by $600.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer rejected a Republican plan to extend reduced benefits, saying it's insufficient. President Trump is suggesting he supports a short-term deal.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Democrats and Republicans appear to agree on one thing. The date of the election can't be changed, something President Trump hinted at in a tweet because of the coronavirus.
President Trump says he doesn't want to delay the 2020 presidential election, but he also doesn't want to wait months to get the results. He's also taking a new tack when it comes to mail-in voting, saying voter fraud isn't just a concern for the future. He says it's already widespread across America.
Fox's Jillian Turner. Several states are pushing ahead with mail-in ballots. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey. At Capital City Body Works, they're not satisfied until you're satisfied. If it's auto body repair, glass, or upholstery, they do it right. They work with all insurance companies and have a lifetime warranty on repairs. Call Capital City Body Works at 271-AUTO.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Wind Creek's Alabama casinos are back, and the winning is electric.
When the electric slide plays, it lets me know that there are people that are winning.
I couldn't believe that many jackpots were going off.
A friend of mine won $47,000.
When I hit a jackpot, Ron, that tells me it could be my turn next.
Your turn could be next. Walk-ups are welcome. But for the odds-on way to get in, make a reservation for the casino floor at WindCreekCasino.com, on the Wind Creek app, or by calling 866-946-3360.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm sick of smelling like dirty gym clothes. I wish there was another way.
There is. It's called deodorant.
Deodorant? You mean that weird chapstick for your armpits?
Yes. It'll make you tolerable to be around.
But I showered today.
It doesn't matter. You've been out in the heat, and now you smell like feet.
So soap isn't enough?
Deodorant lasts longer. It will prevent you from unleashing a biohazard on everyone's nose.
Can I use Axe body spray?
Sure, if you'd like to smell like a middle school locker room.
Fine. I'll use some stick deodorant. It's a hot one today.
Thank you.
Hey, this is actually pretty easy.
Try deodorant today. And please, use something real. Not that hippie patchouli.
I didn't know that deodorant came in
sticks. Yeah. And spray bottles and all that good stuff.
I use it. So, if you were listening a few minutes ago, you tuned into a live studio stabbing. As
the board murdered Greg.
Well, I just went to turn off our link to the TV station.
Not in any normal way.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, I was being...
spontaneous.
Yeah.
No, not spontaneous. With flair.
Thank you.
With
That's
flair.
The word. With panache.
Yeah.
And I popped it down, and these buttons have these plastic corners that are hard. Now, there are germs in there that go back to Don Markwell.
Probably further.
Right, yeah. So
that board wasn't new when he started here.
But, and I want to thank Tom Jones, who was the Surgeon General to the Stars here at Blue Water.
And then the nurse assistant, as she ran down to grab your paper towel.
Well, the first thing you need to do when you cut yourself this way is to go out and smoke. So I did that. When I came back in, Tom was standing there with the isopropyl alcohol and a Band-Aid. However, I have thick fingers, and I cannot pry this open. So, Jesse, if you would be my nurse, I'd be very grateful.
I will help bandage you up.
All right. Let's see. Yesterday, they were trying to blame everything on President Trump. Herman Cain passed away. He was a good friend of the show. Let's see.
Here you are, sir.
Oh, thank you.
You are so welcome.
Who wants to volunteer to kiss and make it better?
Jay, I've been the nurse for the morning, so you can kiss it and make it feel better.
Look at that. It's in a weird spot. There's no way to put a Band-Aid on it.
It's on the tip of your finger.
And the problem is, it'll be a miracle if the Band-Aid sticks.
Sticks!
Hey, we haven't lost our sense of humor now, have we?
No.
All right.
At least now it's covered, so you're not going to be bleeding all over the place, because
yeah,
you had a good little...
Hey, did you notice that we didn't have as many fat flies on the floor this morning?
They've kind of dissipated, from what I understand. Now, I haven't looked around just to see if they've just maybe moved, but the kitchen was very, very...
cleaner.
Not as...
fly-free.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say cleaner.
I think there was one. Like, when I walked in, I didn't see any, and then as I walked further in, I heard, and I saw them. I was like, okay, so there's one in here. So, I don't know. Maybe it's... We got somebody coming by today.
We've been saying that for the last three days.
Brian Cranston said he contracted COVID-19 a while ago and shared a video of himself donating plasma to help others. I would be happy to do that. I was sure you weren't here, but at the end of January, early February, we were all sick.
I'm telling you, it's been here since before January.
And the doctors, I went to the doc in the box on consecutive Saturdays. First day, he says, well, you got the crud. So they gave me the Z-Pack and a few things, and it was slugged through the week. Came back a week later. I said, I'm really not better. Take a second look. Then they found pneumonia in my right lung. So they stepped up the treatment. More prednisone, slugged through a week, come back. Everybody here was sick. I mean, we all got it at the same time, so it was highly contagious, whatever it was. But... when I went to take the antibody test, I tested negative. Then, that same day that I had the test done, there was a story that said the antibody only stays in your system for 2 to 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
So, it could have come and gone, because it was about 4 months after this all started. When is this? Tomorrow's August 1st.
Yeah.
Did we really think we would be still discussing this? Months ago, I thought we were going to get the summer off or something.
You know, that's, I know, exactly. And then once summer hit, we're like, okay, how far is this going? Certainly by whatever. And then, of course, that comes around and we're still not there. So I don't know how much
I think a lot of it will disappear or not disappear depending upon the election results on November 3rd.
I agree with you. It'll be amazing.
And yeah,
we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
That's really it. There's not much in the way. No movies coming out this week.
Nope.
Well, darn it.
So there's nothing in that regard. So we'll just bypass all of that stuff here for the time being. At 6:56, I think my bleeding finger needs another smoke.
A smoked finger.
At 4 minutes before the top of the hour, if you're doing some furniture shopping,
make sure you go to Kaiser.
Yeah. You know, I had driven past that building many times. I didn't know what it was. Again, Larry Stevens, thank you. We found out about Kaiser, went there. We were looking for a recliner. Stella is the point person there. She knows where even in a building that big, 65,000 square feet of selections, and lined up about 10 for us, all in the price range. We were shopping around $400, and the one we picked was $398, and it was great. When you pay the tax on what you buy at Kaiser Fine Furniture, it's only 8.25%. Now, everything is still marked 50% off through today. So if you can squeeze some furniture shopping in, you'll save by getting to Kaiser Fine Furniture today. You can do a preview at shopkaiser.com, and if you want to go big, you can open up a Synchrony bank account for qualified customers and pay 0%, which is always the recommended interest rate. Shop Wiser by Kaiser, 4044 Wetumpka Highway. At 6:57, we'll get some traffic. Fox News coming up in the next hour, Random Facts. Pay close attention, because at the end of it, we do a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. We'll also have the food outlet specials for the weekend coming up with that.
Friday morning, and the capital city's not looking too bad on the highway so far. We have got more and more cars inbound on the 31s. A little bit more traffic on the boulevard around the city with congestion, I-85 East Boulevard, and also in front of Baptist on East South Boulevard. I-65 and 85 rolling the speed limit through downtown Montgomery, but no issues there. Buckle up, be safe, no accidents into us to tell you about so far. Invisible Fence has both indoor and outdoor systems to keep your pet safe at home and in designated areas. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585 for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
After staying home these many weeks, people are eager to drive anywhere. Out to eat or summer vacation, watch out for the other driver. Should you have the need, just dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414. That's 241-6414.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call.